This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunity is the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
The Skillman Foundation has awarded $50,000 each to six different programs in connection with the My Brother's Keeper Detroit Innovation Challenge. One of the six was giving them the business. And that's the subject of this week's The Next Idea. The goal is to teach young men of color to be owners and operators of restaurants, not just the hired help, according to a release from the foundation. Joining us to talk about this is Jarrell Harris. First, the release included a quote which indicated, "Young black men face unique disparities that prevent too many from reaching their full potential." What are some of the barriers that young black men and other people of color face?
I think one of the primary barriers is lack of access to information. There are too many instances where young black men have tons of really great ideas but have no idea how to execute on those. We have a very fragmented education system. These young men are graduating, if they graduate at all, very underprepared to enter the workforce and to be a part of the new economy. So that is probably one of the most significant barriers that they face, lack of information and just lack of preparation for business ownership.
How does this project, giving them the business, help them overcome some of those barriers?
What it does is it puts these young men in a real-world experience where they're actually learning how to be owners and operators of a restaurant while they work in the business. We often tell people, oh, go write a business plan and come back with your idea, but if you've never been exposed to what it really means to own or operate a business, then your business plan is really pointless. It's really just a made-up document that isn't really based on fact. And so this program gives these young men the opportunity to really get their hands into the business of operating a restaurant. So they learn skills from accounting to financial management, inventory and scheduling and food costs, all the things that go into actually being an owner that they typically would not learn if they were just employees in the business.
I understand in the past the project was basically held in a classroom and that didn't work all that well. What was wrong about that and what are you doing now?
Really, it was boring. That was the number one problem. The guys did not find it interesting. They did not want to sit and be lectured to all day. They thought that the format of, you know, the traditional classroom style just was not the best way to teach this type of information. So we completely scrapped the original plan and put them in a food truck environment. You know, I have a good friend who operates a food truck here in Detroit. And once the guys were able to see hands-on what it meant to run a business using the food truck as a classroom, it completely changed the way they thought about the information that we were teaching. And so, for example, teaching food costs is one thing to sit in a classroom and have an Excel spreadsheet and punch in a bunch of numbers about what things cost. But when you actually go to the restaurant depot to buy your supplies and you sit down and create your menu and you look at what costs go into creating the food that you're selling, you actually see that food get produced. You have a much different understanding of what it takes to create and to cost out things. So we really had to revamp how we were teaching the different principles and really get hands-on with the guys, and that completely changed the way they related to the information.
How do you choose who can attend this training?
So we started with just reaching out to my network. I worked for a nonprofit when I first started here in Detroit, so I had a number of different contacts in the space. I cast a net and said, look, I'm looking for young men between the ages of 16 and 24 who are interested in business. It may not even be the restaurant business, but they're interested in having their own business. They're not looking for a traditional college program or traditional business training program. They really want to do something a little bit different that's hands-on. Send them my way. And so I got six really great referrals, six really great young men who participated in the program. And now they have friends who are, you know, looking to get in. So hopefully we'll be able to get up and running and expand the program to open it up to a lot more young men.
How long do they train?
So over the summer, we did a pilot that was only for 6 weeks. But the full-scale program will probably be about a nine-month training program.
Now, do you help place these young men or help them find ways to start their own business after they complete this training?
So part of the program, the goal really, the way we measure success is going to be either one, how many of the young men actually start their own business after going through the program, or how many of them find employment as maybe managers or upper-level staff at a restaurant or some type of hospitality business. We also are going to be working with them to help identify funding opportunities because that is another major barrier to opening a restaurant or any small business is how do you get funding. So that is also a major piece of the curriculum that they go over. And so we'll be helping them every step of the way from identifying what type of business they want to go into, which may or may not be a restaurant. You know, the skills that they're learning hopefully are transferable to a number of different business ventures, and then helping them identify locations to where they can open, and then as well as identifying funding to get their business up and running.
Is this a one-off type of project, or will there be more in the future?
There'll hopefully be more in the future. I think that there's definitely a demand for this type of planning and this type of project. So hopefully this first round goes very well, and we're able to expand it across the city and open up a lot more restaurants that serve as training centers for young men, and we'll see a lot more things come out of it.
Jarrell Harris is coordinating the project, Giving Them the Business, which is one of six projects recently funded by the Skillman Foundation, working with the City of Detroit and the private sector. Hey, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.